Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Ches. Sukkah Mem Ches, the second to last full daf as we get close to the end of the fourth parak here of Lulav Arava. And we are in the middle of discussing yesterday's daf was all about issues of Shmini Atzeres. On the Amud Aleph spoke about what does one do regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah in Chutz La'aretz, Yisuvei Yasvinan Biruchei Lo Mavarchinan. And now we get to, towards the end of the sugya, now Mem Zayin Mabez, what Lamaskana do we paskin relating to, how do we view Shmini Atzeres, and what do we do on Shmini Atzeres, and what do we say on Shmini Atzeres, and how we should look at it. So my Havi Allah, four lines to the bottom, on Mem Zayin Mabez. So what do we paskin regarding, what's this question, regarding Shachianu? What do we do about Shachianu and Shmini Atzeres? Just to contrast, we know on the last day of Pesach, we do not say a Shachianu. That is the Lamaskana, the only day, the only Yantav that we do not say a Shachianu, the last day of Pesach. So what about the last days of Sukkot, if we could even call it that, Shmini Atzeres? So my Haviala, Machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar, Omrim Zman, B'Shmini Shalchag. Rav Nachman says, we do say Shachianu on Shmini Atzeres, which of course signifies its own Kedushas Hayom, a new Chag. V'Rav Sheshes Amar, Ein Omrim Zman, B'Shmini Shalchag. And Rav Sheshes says not, V'Hilchasa, Omrim Zman, B'Shmini Shalchag. And we paskin that we do say Shachianu on Shmini Atzeres. That's what we do. What exactly is the bracha that we say? What is the Nusach HaBracha that we say on Shmini Atzeres? That itself is a fascinating machlokas. We have in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Reish Samaches, we have the Shulchan Aruch, Leil Shmini, Omer Batfilo. What do we say in davening on Shmini Atzeres? Vatite Lanu Es Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. And the Ramah quotes a different custom. We don't say the word Chag, says the Ramah. We don't find that it's called Chag anywhere. Ela Omrim Yom Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Ramah says. You don't even say the word Chag. And the Taz quotes other Nuschos and say no. Say Shmini Atzeres HaChag Azeh. So the minhag ha'olam is to say Chag. The question is where? Do we say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh or Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh? And we think that's just a language issue, but if you think about what the words mean, then we might have different ways of viewing this holiday. After all, Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh sounds like an independent holiday. It's day 8, since we started this process of holidays, but it's Chag Atzeres Hazeh, the Chag of Atzeres, meaning something new, a unique type of Chag. But if you have the other Lashon, it sounds like it's more of a Hemshech. Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. It's the 8th, it's the Atzeres of the Chag. It's the Atzeres, it's the completion of the Chag that we have been celebrating for the past week, that Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. That might even be what's alluded to in the different Lashonos. Machlokas, Haposkim, what one says, get different Minhagim, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard, one should follow their respective custom. What happens if somebody made a mistake and they said Chag HaSukkos Hazeh? It happens sometimes. We're so used to saying Sukkos, so on the first night of Shmini Atzeres, Vatiti Lanu, we say Chag HaSukkos Hazeh instead of Shmini Atzeres. If I remember before the end, and at least in Yalav Yavo, I say the right Haskara, so then fine. But what if I didn't? What if I said, went through Shmoneh Esrei and I said Sukkos instead of Shmini Atzeres? So Mr. Brewer quotes, Yesh Deos Beino Achronim. There's a machlokas, if you have already been Oker Raglav. If you haven't finished Shmoneh Esrei yet, then you gotta go back. But if I finish Shmoneh Esrei, he quotes that it is unclear what to do. Yesh Deos Beino Achronim. We should try not to forget, obviously listen to the Chazit, to the Gabbai, when he announces before Shmoneh Esrei, to make sure we say Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. That is the Machlokas. If you look at Rashi, just up above, on the top of yesterday's Amud Beis, on the third line, Rashi says, Es Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. So he has that Nusach. Rashi has that Nusach. If you look in the Ramosha also has a tshuva, what to do Bidi Eved. Ramosha says in Arachayim Chela Gimel, Simin Sadi Zayin, Ba'amar Chag HaSukkos B'Tfila B'Shmini Atzeres. So he writes this tshuva in 1973, right after Sukkos, the tshuva was asked. B'Dvar Echad Shetah B'Shmoneh Esrei V'Hizkir Chag HaSukkos Ikem HaChlokas V'Huva B'Shari Tshuva. So Rav Moshe thought that Avot Tumuali, what's his maskana? V'Lachein Tzorach Lahoros, She'B'Tah V'Amar As Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh V'Gamar HaBracha She'Lo Lachzor. Suffik lahakel. I guess you call it lahakel. In this case, bein kishi yadua shushmini yatzeres. We just lashon omer chag sukkos. Whether you knew it was shmini yatzeres and you just like said it because that's what you were used to, or you thought it was still sukkos. Either way, Moshe assumes that you would not have to repeat, even though he's not so happy about it. He's talking about in Chutz La'aretz, what, even in Eretz Yisrael. If you said Chag HaSukkos, now we're talking, not talking about sitting in the Sukkah, we're talking about saying Chag HaSukkos by mistake. I would say even in Eretz Yisrael, then I'm a Chalik. It's not what one is supposed to do. Right, in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael, you have the same Nusach HaTfilah. The only difference is the Sukkah. The same Nusach HaTfilah is set. Okay, so we have a Machlokas of Sheshes and Reb Nachman about Shechianu. And we paskin, of course, that we say Shechianu by Shmini Atzeres. Tanya Kavasi to Rav Nachman, and there's a brisa that supports Rav Nachman, that Shmini Atzeres is independent. And here we go. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo Le'inyin Pazar Kashav. Shmini Atzeres is, this is according to Tosefta, is a independent yontif regarding six items, six halachos, Pazar Kashav. What are they? Pious bifnei atzmo. What's the pay? Pious. What does pious mean? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi. It means pious is a lottery. It means the lottery that they had in the Beis Hamikdash to choose who was going to do the avoda. Last time we discussed pious was back in Maseches Yoma when we had the Machlokas Rishonim whether there were payasos on Yom Kippur or the Kohen Gadol did everything. That was the Machlokas whether the Kohen Gadol did everything except for certain items that aren't considered avoda or the Kohen Gadol just did the unique. Avodas Yom Kippurim. But either way, we discuss pious there. Right? The Mishnah is described there, the different payasos that took place every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. So, what does pious here mean? Rashi explains that there is a process of the Pari HaChag. From the first day of Sukkot all the way until through the seventh day of Sukkot, the cows are brought, goes down one each day, all together totaling up 70. 70 cows brought, one a day. But that is a whole process. Rashi says, the entire Sukkot, they would not have a pious. Which Mishmar would bring the Karbanos? Why? They would just go in order. From, you know, pick one and start, and it would go until all 24 Mishmaros would do at least twice and even three times, except for two of them who wouldn't be able to do it a third time. As is described as Shem in the Mishnah later on here. But on Shmini Atzeres, they would have a new pious. That's not part of the process of the Pare HaChag, right, of going down one a day. That's a separate independent carbon, which reflects separate Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, that's why it is Zoche, it is a separate Yantif, regarding this halacha, pious Bifnei Atzmo. Tosfos has a small argument, Tosfos, the Chokmei Svaran, the Ritva and others say, no, I agree with Rashi that pious is referred to the payasos, but there's also a pious on day one, not just on day eight. Right? How do you know where to start from? We'll go in alphabetical order of Yehoyada and all of the names of the Mishmaros. So the Ritva says, no, you have a pious on day one to know where to start, and then you have a pious on day eight. So I agree with Rashi that it's payasos, but says the Ritva Valesa. To Havada Tsrichan Hayula Pious, Azal Aparma, Azal Ailam, Lelik Fasim, Mufresh Betosefta, Ubreza, Hayasar Lahakbud Pious. Aval Iker Apirish Kibiyam Rishon Ayim Efesin, Lerashi Mishmaros. Umitel Osa Pious, Zochin Bechola Yamim, Beseda Shalahem Bezoacharzu, Ubeches, Bebreshe Eno Michlal Hachag, Ukarman Bifne Atzmo, Ayim Efesin Pabacharis. Interesting, with Rashi to figure out where exactly they started from. If there was no pious on day one. That is number one. Pious Bifne Atzmo. Zman Bifne Atzmo. So what is Zman? Zman is, that's what we brought this for, right? Shechianu. That's why it's called Zman. Shechianu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Right? We discussed last week, a little bit in the Dvalei HaTosfos, the different types of Shechianus, and when we say Shechianu, when we are allowed to say Shechianu. There are certain mitzvos that we don't say Shechianu, and you got to figure out exactly why we don't do it. Generally, we don't say a Shechianu the first time we do a mitzvah. A mitzvah that's bami Zman l'zman, that comes once a year. We do say Shechianu's on Sukkah and Lulav and Shofar and Megillah, right? All of those. But the first time we do a mitzvah, we generally do not say a bracha. First time a woman lights candles. Let's say she didn't light candles before she got married. She doesn't say a Shechianu. The minhag olam is not to say a Shechianu the first time we put on tefillin. It's a discussion in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. So that's not a Shechianu. That's just a mitzvah that we start doing. But that's not a mitzvah shebam mizman lizman. We discussed in the past the beautiful Chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik, why there's no Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer. You would think that's a mitzvah haba mizman lezman, right? But that's in a couple of weeks, right? So why you say Shechianu on Matzah, Shechianu on Maror, right? You say Shechianu on all the mitzvahs Hayom, right? So why don't you say Shechianu on or at least by Kiddush, right, they have goes on all of them, not a separate Shechianu, but you saw that the Shechianu by Kiddush goes on all the mitzvahs halayla. Sviras haomer, why don't we say Shechianu on? That's independent of the Yantif, right? On a Daraisa level, it said on Motsoi the first day. So why don't you say a Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer? So the Baal Amar already asked this question. The Baal Amar on the last daf in Maseches Pesachim. The Baal Amar says two answers. Number one, well, Sfeika Diyoma. So when are you going to say a Shechianu? You're going to say a Shechianu maybe this night, maybe that night. You're going to say a Shechianu on... So he relates it, not explicitly, but he relates it to that other sugya about what are you going to do. And then just like he says, you can't say Sfeika, you can't count tonight as this night or that night. So Shechianu might be affected also. But the real answer the Baal Amar gives there for this question is that Sfiras HaOmer has a tinge of sadness, has a tinge of negativity, because after all, we're counting towards Zecher LaMikdash, what we used to bring the Omer, but we can't bring the Omer. Shechianu means we're so happy. We're so happy that we can do this mitzvah. But here, it's only a Zecher LaMikdash. So how can we be so happy? On the first day of Sukkis, we shake a lulav, so that's a daraisa. So the question that you have to ask on the Baal Amar is, what about when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? So the first time we shake a lulav is the second day of Sukkot, and we say a Shechianu, but that's only Zecher LaMikdash. So you have to say there's a difference between the shaking the lulav, which is, we're doing exactly what they did then. Baal Sfiras HaOmer, we're not. We're missing the Iker. We're missing the Omer, the Karban. We're just doing the counting of the Omer. Either way, that's an important Baal Hamor at the end of Pesachim. Bar of Salvecha gives another answer where he says, Shechianu is inappropriate for Sfiras HaOmer, by definition. Why? Because what's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? We count towards Kabbalah HaTorah. We count from Yetzias Mitzrayim towards Kabbalah HaTorah. We're not there yet. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. You always count towards what we're excited for. We count. So, and they even ask there, why don't we count down? Right? Well, we count up. Right? Why don't we count down? Because usually you count how many days left. So he says, so that's what we count towards. So by definition, Sfiras HaOmer means we're not there yet. Shechianu, by definition, thank you Hashem for bringing me to today. Shechianu, you know, Azman Azeh. So by definition, Shechianu is an inappropriate bracha for Sfiras HaOmer. Because Sfiras HaOmer means I haven't gotten there yet, and Shechianu means I have got there. So, but that is Sfiras HaOmer regarding mitzvot shebam mizman lezman. The Shechianu that we're talking about here is the Shechianu of Kedushas Hayom, as an acknowledgement of a Yantif, and that is why Shemini Atzeres gets its own Shechianu, because it is a separate Yantif. It is Zman Bifnei Atzmo. Regel Bifnei Atzmo, the Reish. What is Regel Bifnei Atzmo? So Rashi says it means that you don't sit in the Sukkah. Regel Bifnei Atzmo, on a Daraisa level. We don't sit in the Sukkah. In Chutz La'aretz we do because it's Sfeika D'Yoma. But in Eretz Yisrael, and on the Din Daraisa, we don't sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Regel, this Regel has the most pshatim in the Rishonim. What does it mean? If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos toes two other opinions. First he quotes Rashi, Dein Yoshim B'Sukkah, you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but then Tosfos quotes a couple of lines later, about the eighth skinny line, Rabbeinu Chanan Mefaresh, Le'inyin She'yidche Avelus. Shemini Atzeres knocks out Avelus separately from Sukkos. And that is, if somebody is sitting Shiva before Sukkos, then Sukkos breaks Shiva, and Shemini Atzeres breaks Shloshim. It's a separate entity regarding that. As the Mishnah Moed Katan says, Tosfos quotes it, HaKovers Meso Shiva Yavim Kodim LaRegel, Batla Menuk Zera Shloshim. Right, Shloshim is knocked out by Yantif. V'zimnin Deleka Shiva Kodim LaRegel. Sometimes there's no Shiva, V'afilu Achi Batla Menuk Zera Shloshim. Mishum Shemini Atzeres. That's why, for certain halachas, Shloshim is knocked out already once Sukkis and Shemini Atzeres is done. Okay, we've quoted in the past. The Mishnah tells us that Yantif and Avelus cannot coexist. Shabbos and Avelus, of course, can coexist. Every Shiva has a Shabbos. Every Shiva. But Yantif and Avelus cannot coexist because Oneg and Avelus get along with each other. Simcha and Avelus cannot. Simchas Yantif, which is a state of Lifnei Hashem, is a certain chiyuv that Avelus, which is not Lifnei Hashem, they cannot coexist. And that's why Yantif breaks Avelus, Shemini Atzeres is doing it separately. That's number two. Don't sit in the Sukkah. Tosfos says, Avelus, Rabbeinu Tam quotes another pshat, and that is Lina. Lina, you have to sleep over. to sleep over after Shmini Atzeres, because again, that is another halacha that applies to a chag, and that's what applies here too. So again, different pshatim, what exactly regel means. Viter, karban bifnei atzmo. Karban bifnei atzmo, this is alluding to what we said before, it's not in the seder ha-karbanos of going down one par every day. Right? It's a separate, you bring one. Bali Musar says, Keneged Eretz B'nei Yisrael, the first 70 will Keneged the other Umos, and Shmini Atzeres of Kashalai Preidaschem is Keneged the Am Yisrael. Shira Bifnei Atzmo, that is a separate song. What does a separate song mean? So again, that could mean a special song that the Leviim said in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the regular Sukkis process, and bracha b'fnei atzmo, and the last one, you make a separate bracha. What is a separate bracha? So again, Rashi quotes two pshatim here. Either, what we said before, you say, bracha means a tefillah. As yom hashmini, chag v'atzeres hazeh, as yom chag shmini v'atzeres hazeh. That's the number one, the in tefillah. Or number two, Rashi quotes the Tosefta, that they gave a bracha to the melech. Gave a bracha to the melech, quoting from when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. On Shmini Atzeres, they gave a special bracha to the melech. That was the last day that Am Yisrael were together. So they said a special bracha for him. Okay, so in those six ways, we know Shmini Atzeres is separate. And that is why it gets, one of them is that it gets its own Shechianu, because it is a regel bifnei atzmo. Good. Weiter, says the next Mishnah. Back to the list of items that were mentioned in the first Mishnah here in our Perek in Lulav Arava on Mem Beis Amid Beis. So the next ones on the list were Hallel and Simcha. So there's no reason that those cannot take place every day. So Hahalava Simcha Shmona. Hallel and Simcha, which Rashi says means the Shalmei Simcha, one can eat them all 8 days. Again, you can't bring it on Shabbos. Can't be makriv on Shabbos, but you eat it all days. Halav Asimcha Shmona. That's what the Aruch Laner notes here, that it's talking about the Achila. He starts off with a question. The Aruch Laner says, Nistapakti, Mahi a mitzvah shel Simcha? I hazvicha shel Shalmei Simcha? O aha Achila? O shneham yachad? Or both of them? What is the mitzvah that one has to do? Could you be Yoti with somebody else's Shalmei Simcha? We know the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Chagiga, there are three karbanos that are brought for the Chag. Right, the Rambam said, first of all, Rambam Hilchas Chagiga also. Right, you have the Shalmei Simcha, right, the Olas Ru'iya, and the Karban Chagiga, and the Shalmei Chagiga. Right, the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olas Ru'iya are obligatory, and the Shalmei Simcha are only if you need it, then you want it. There is an extra Karban brought in Erev Pesach, if need be, and that's the Chagiga's Yudalad. So we discussed back in Pesachim. Those are the Karbanos that are brought relating. So here we're talking about the Shalmei Simcha. So that is 8 days. Ketzad, Milamei, Chachayev, Adam, Bahalel, Uvesimcha. What is Chayev and Hallel? Right, full Hallel. Every day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Uve Simcha and Simchas Yontif. Uve Kavid Yontif. Ha'achron Shalchag, Kishar, Kol Yemos Achag. All the halachas apply to Shmini Atzeres as they apply to the rest of Sukkot. So, says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know that Simcha applies to Shmini Atzeres as well? And to all the days, how do you know, Rashi, the Shmini Chayev B'Simcha? Because it only says Simcha by the first days of Sukkot. We know it says Simcha a lot by Sukkot, v'samachta b'chagecha, but it says it only on the first 7 days. So the Tana Rabbanan v'yisa ach sameach, because it says in Re'eh, you shall be ach sameach. L'rabos leili yontif ha'achron. What does the word ach come to include? The last night. Shmini Atzeres night. And once you include the night, you'd include the day also. O eino ela yontif rishon. What do you mean? Maybe ach is coming to include the first night of Sukkot. Because it says you have to be happy 7 days, so maybe it only starts by daytime on the first day of Sukkot. Maybe not the night before. Maybe you should include that night. So, kshu omer, ach, chilek. Nope, it must be there's a difference. Ach, chilek. So we only include the last night of Sukkot and not the first night of Sukkot. Umara, isa, l'rabos, leili yontif ha'achron, l'hotzi, leili yontif rishon. Why do you include? You have to include one and exclude one. Why do you include the last night and exclude the first night? Marbe, ani, leili yontif ha'achron, sheyesh simcha lefanav. It's either the last night, you've had a week of Simcha. So, Mistama, that's what the Torah means. Continue it. It's easier to continue something than to start something early. Continue the status quo. That's what the Torah is telling me. Umotzi ani leliyantav harishon she'ein simcha lafanav. And I exclude the first night, she'ein simcha lafanav, that there is no Simcha before it. Good. Couple of points on this sugya of Simcha. First, Rashi notes that What is the limud by Ach Sameach in this context? Rashi says that the word Sameach is extra. And that's what you learn it from. It's not the Pasha. The Pasha says Ach. Ach is Larabos. The question, though, is then, Ach, throughout Shas, is always to exclude. Gam is an inclusionary word. Ach is an exclusionary word. So how could here the Gemara say Ach is Larabos? That's very unusual. So the Meiri implicitly asked that question, and he says, Ach means it excludes doing anything without Simcha. That's how he interprets. He's standing on his head, because Ach is always to exclude. So what does that mean? So the Meiri says, Ein milas Ach elo lamait, ivra kachu, elo shuhu memait kol davar below Simcha. V'nipseis ha-simcha misrabis me'eleha. Make sure you don't do anything without Simcha. I exclude anything done without Simcha. That's what is excluded according to the Meiri. The Vilna Gaon, though, says otherwise. The Vilna Gaon says, I have a different shot. Where's the Gra? So whenever you need a Gra on the Gemara, so if it's not found in the Gra Svarim, you look at the Maariv Chayis. Maariv Chayis, a number of Gras that we know about are quoted in the Maariv Chayis. So the Maariv Chayis quotes it right here. Unir be'enai ha'kol tamu. He didn't have a Meiri. Right? The Maariv Chayis didn't have a Meiri. Ha'kol tamu. Tahari, neither did the Gra. Tahare achin v'rakin mi'utinheim. V'kan darish l'rabos. Ubishem agon achasin moreno avreliomi vilna shamati. De be'emes bime yantif rishon. Bime yantif shalchag harishonim. Haya mitzvah sukkah lulav simcha. V'kan emar ach sameach hainu mi'ut. De rak simcha v'lo sukkah v'lulav. It means, it's excluding. You only have Simcha, meaning it's the day of the year that we come to shul and we feel like we're naked, like we're missing something. Like, what are we doing? We don't have lulav, esro, we don't have anything. We feel like, yeah, especially the day before, we had the aravas too. It says, that's ach sameach. You're only left with simchas yantif. V'haynu yantif achron, de'ein shemarak simcha v'sulo, v'yemkein muchak, l'rabos, de'simcha noeg al kalponim. It's including in an exclusionary way, if you look at it when you take a step back. Aval olam ach mi'uta v'nachon. That's what the Gra says. Ach, this is the only thing you have on the last day. So very important, Reb Chaim and Shagas Aryeh regarding this. Shagas Aryeh and Simon Samaches asked a simple question. What is the Gemara Seilam Askana here? There is no simcha on the first night of Sukkot. The mitzvah d'araisa of simchas yantif starts the first day of Sukkot, not the first night. Asks the Shagas Aryeh, so why is the first night of Sukkot doche, or the first night of yantif, doche avelus? Right, the first is not enough already before yantif, it knocks it out. Right, if especially, he says, if you say the mitzvah of avelus was d'araisa, then for sure you should have avelus on the first night, and avelus shouldn't start the next morning. Ask the Shagas Aryeh. And even if you want to say Avelus is Durabanan, even if, Machlokas, Balitosus and the Rambam, but even if you want to say Avelus, all Avelus is Durabanan, there's no such thing as a mitzvah of Avelus, like Balitosus all. This all Durabanan, it should still be Doche. I say Durabanan, Doche los I say Durabanan. Well, you want to say this Simcha on a Durabanan level? Not los I say, but you want to say this Simcha on a Durabanan level? But Avelus is on a Durabanan level, so why should one override the other one? That's the Shagas Aryeh's unanswerable question. He says, his view, says, why isn't, if it's true that there's no Simchas Yantif, that at night, why don't we say that Avelus continues? So, says Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas, Simin Samaches. He says, no, wait a minute. What does the Gemara mean that there's no Simchas Yantif? What does that mean? The Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? Oh, because you didn't have Simcha before it. Simcha, the last day, yeah, Simcha before it. What does that mean? So I just formulated it as, it's easier to continue something than to start something. Reb Chaim says a little more halachically, he says, no, Simcha Lefanav means that you brought the Shalmi Simcha beforehand that you can now partake of. That's what it means. The whole Gemara, says Reb Chaim, he's talking about a specific type of Simchas Yantif. There are two dinim of Simchas Yantif. There's Simchas Yantif Lagabe, the carbon, Shalmei Simcha. And then there's Simchas Yantif, what makes you happy? The Rambam and the Gemara that lists off that, what's Simchas Yantif? Ah, getting your wife jewelry and buying your kids candy and doing things that you enjoy? That's not what the Gemara is talking about here. All the Gemara is talking about here is the technical simcha that's associated with the karban. That's what doesn't apply the first night and only applies the last night because you have a karban that you brought that day. Ach legabe dina simcha bedvarm shel chol v'haynu yayin ubigdei tzivonim lo nomar haytzna'a de simcha lefanav v'shaper chayev v'layla harisho shel yantiv bedin simcha sheni v'hu ha simcha de yayin ubigdei tzivonim. So he says, Hasfardo said it makes sense that the din of Shalmei Simcha does not apply the first night. Why? Because you couldn't bring the karban yet. So how could he be misameach in the karban if you couldn't be makavid yet and you can't be makavid at night? So that starts the next day. But Simchas Yantif of eating and what applies bizman hazeh, why shouldn't that apply the first night? Says Reb Chaim. And therefore, and that's what breaks Avelus. Avelus is broken by that simcha, not the simcha of the carbon. He even quotes that this is the pshat of a yalkut in the Parshas Pinchas. I'll just quote the yalkut without going through all the details. The yalkut in Pinchas says that Shmini Atzeres my nihu kolshev as yimeachag Yisrael terudib b'karbon oseyan shalumos haolam all 7 days, like we said before, all 7 days of Sukkot, Am Yisrael bringing the karbonos that are symbolized all the other nations. V'kiven sheyatzu shivas yimeachag Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael aniva atem nisbach b'yachad. Just me and you now, Hashem says. Ve'eino matriach aleichem harbe ala par echad. Just one animal, one par. Kivan sheshamu Yisrael kach. Once Bnei Yisrael hear this, his chilu mekalsin laKadosh Baruch Hu v'yomrim, they start praising Hashem and say, "Ze ayom asa Hashem nagilu b'nisbachavo." This day, nagilu b'nisbachavo. Amar Rebbe Avin. Here's the last line of the Medrash. The adayin ein anu yodib b'melus moach. But still, we say nagilu b'nisbachavo on Shmini Atzeres, but we still don't know with what to be misameach. Im baKadosh Baruch Hu o b'yom, in Hashem or in the day. And Shlomo says, Nagila v'nismacha bach, b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? What does that mean? So explains Reb Chaim, Bnei Yisrael, the Medrash says that on some conceptual level, there was supposed to be a break after Sukkot before Shmini Atzeres, just like there's a break between Pesach and Shavuos, and Shavuos is called Atzeres by Chazal, there's a parallel, there's supposed to be a 50-day break there too. But it's the winter, and we can't get stuck in the rainy season. So Kadosh Baruch Hu bumped it up. Kadosh Baruch Hu bumped it up to right after Sukkot. But the question is, once it's bumped up, we don't know what the nature of it is. Klomar, Datzeres Yemiyad Lacha Chaga Sukkot, Zemchein Yatzeres Chag Shesimcha Lefanav, Mishim Shesamachu Lachaga Sukkot. So we don't know. Because they heard that it was going to be right after Sukkot, we don't know if it just has, if it has the Simchas Yontif part 2, or it has something unique because it's connected to the Shalmei Simcha that was brought the day before, which wasn't supposed to be because it was supposed to be 50 days later. Either way, that's how Reb Chaim explains that Medrash. What's important for us is two dinim im Simchas Yantif. Simchas Yantif related to the Karban, which is the context of our Gemara, and Simchas Yantif that has to do with what we enjoy, and taking walks, and having good food, and that is something that breaks Avelus, and that is something that applies even Bisman Hazeh, even on the first night. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, that was all Hallel and Simcha. Keep in mind the Machlokas we mentioned earlier about Hallel, the Mitzvah of Hallel, Daraisa, Darabanan. The Rambam says all Hallels are Darabanan. All Hallels are Darabanan. And the others we'll see is the Ramban and others hold it is, could be Daraisa, part of Simchas Yantif. Hallel v'Simcha, Hallel is part of Simchas Yantif. But we'll talk more about Hallel in the Haggadah Shir in a couple weeks. Sukkah, Shiva Ketzad, Vayter Sukkah. So Sukkah is for 7 days on a Daraisa level. Ketzad, what does that mean? Gamar Milechol, once we finished eating on Hoshana Rabbah, Lo Yatir Esukaso, do not undo your Sukkah. We have to leave the Sukkah off the entire 7th day, Hoshana Rabbah, Lo Yatir Esukaso. What are we allowed to do? Aval Morad Es HaKelim in a Mincha Lamala, when it gets late in the day after Mincha Katana, we can take some of the Kelim down, Mipnei, meaning because the Sukkah is on the roof, if you remember, Mipnei Kvod Yom Tevachar and Shalchag, because of the last day, the Kavod of Ashmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. That's what one is allowed to do, but you can't be so ser the Sukkah, Lo Yatir Esukaso. Why not? Why can't you be so to the Sukkah? You're not going to use it. It's Hoksala Mitzvaso, fine. But why can't you take it down earlier? So Rashi says, because maybe you'll want to eat something. Maybe you want to eat something, and therefore you can't take it down. Right, Rashi says, V'yikla le'suda sa'achala b'gava. You have to leave it to the end, because if you get hungry, you're going to want to eat there. The Ran has a little more fundamental formulation. He doesn't just say that, you might want to eat something, but the Ran says, no, this is your headquarters for Shavuos, for Sukkos. And you can't undo it before the Sukkos is done. Forget the practical issue of needing to eat there. The Ran says, "Hainu taima, tekiva damar achmana b'sukkos teishu shivas yamim, tzarech shetielo sukkah kol shiva." Period. You want to take down some of your kalim? Fine. But this is your sukkah. As we said before, back in the Mishnah, at the end of the second parak, Ose sukkaso keva ubeso arai. We have to change our headquarters for sukkahs. And therefore we have to leave it there till the end of the time, even if I'm not going to eat anything else. That is my place of kfius on sukkahs. Eimo kalim lahorin mahu, says the Gemara. If I don't have any kalim to bring down, what do I do? So the Gemara says, you don't have kalim. Ein lo kalim melaki ishtamesh, but my ishtamesh. What do you mean you don't have any kalim? Everybody has kalim. Everybody has utensils that they use. Who's poor, so poor they don't have anything? So ela ein lo makom lahorid kalim mahu. I don't have place to bring down any kalim. What does that mean? Rashi quotes here, and the Meiri expands that no, you have to want to have some type of hecker that you're switching now your headquarters. You're switching back. So what if you have nothing to do? Omar Rebbe Chiya bar Rav Ashi Omar poches ba arba'a. What you can do is break a little area of the sukkah of four tefachim and passel that area. That's what you could do if you want to have a hecker. What is this talking about? What if I'm not sitting in my sukkah? We've never heard of this. If I just leave my sukkah, I don't do this. So in a case, let's say I want to sit in the sukkah, but it's going to be Baal Tosif. So I can't sit in the sukkah. Right, but what if it happens? I remember one time, and we had a number of years ago, if you have a family get together, and the sukkah, the porch, is the biggest place that everybody could be. But let's say you want to sit in the Shmini Atzeres also. So this is our Isa, Baal Tosif. Right, if you don't have to, if you're not a Chutz La'aretz. Right, so what do you do? That's the Shulchan Aruch here. Poches Barba, if I do a hecker, if I do a Maisa that shows that I'm not interested in having this as a sukkah, I passel a certain area of it. Doesn't mean you have to passel everything. Passel a certain area of it, that is enough. And then the Ritva says, that's the Chiddush here. Even though you still have a kosher sukkah, there's a difference between the Maisa that you need to do and what you have to leave. Right? You don't have to passel everything. Kol Hecha, says the Ritva, even though, what do you have four? Don't you need three tefachim already passels ba'avir, if you remember earlier in the Masechta. But says the Ritva, to call Hecha deleka lasukka zu ela gimel tfanos, dechi'ika avir gimel mifsala, b'shem da'avir mifsak veleka gimel tfanos. V'chola, I'm saying, let me find the line. Ashmi'inon rav, de poches ba'dalit shehu makom chashuv, di afagav de lo mifsala ba'hachi, mikol makom bitul have, v'gilui daite, sha'avar zmana. Right, it's not worse than Aradas Kalim. You take down your Kalim, that's showing something. If you pass this area, so then you can do it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Reish Mem Dalid, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this case in terms of right the end of the last siman in Hilchas Sukkah, right before Hilchas Lulav. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you want to shachris, so let me just find it. Tafresh mem dalit. I thought that's just don't see it here. I'm sorry, it's tafresh samach vav. It's at the end, not the end of Hilchas Sukkah. It's the end of Hilchas Lulav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Alpha Bishagamar mi biyom shvi shachris lo yisur sukaso. Moti as a kelim emena min chol malu masakin esayis kavod yom tavachra. Vim ein lo lefanos kelav rotzel lechol ba bashmini. You want to sit there. Tzarach lifchos ba makom arba al arba. Laasos heker shehu yoshe ba shelo l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Says it explicitly. Shelo yei nira kamosif. When do you do this? You do this on the end of Hoshana Rabbah. The end of Hoshana Rabbah. V'imrot alecha v'sukkah achar achag ain't tzarach lifchos ba. Lo nira kamosif rak biyom shmini. Right? The danger is shmini atzeres, adding on to Sukkot, not afterwards adding on to Shmini Atzeres. That's an important halacha that if it comes up, one has to be aware of. So, Pokes Barba, Vaiter in the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar, Madak Basaner. Another way to do it is bring a candle in that you don't have in there the whole Sukkot. V'lo pligi halon v'halahu. And the difference is, Halan v'halahu. Us, says the Gemara, b'nei Babel, who, that they have to sit in the sukkah and without passeling it. That's Malikin Mar Saner, right? Because Rashi says you have to sit in it. Ha, and then halahu, the b'nei Eretz Yisrael, they do not have to sit in it, and therefore they can be, they can be pocheset. Interesting line in Rashi here, relating to yesterday's sugya. Rashi says that here in Babel, we can't passel it. Why? Lefishet tzarech leishev ba lemachar. What do you mean, machar? So does machar mean they're doing it on Hoshana Rabbah, and machar just means the day of Shmini Atzeres? Or does machar mean like there is some that have the minhag of only eating during the daytime in Chutz La'aretz, and not at night? All different permutations of minhagim about what happened to the suvi yasvina bruchalim of rachina in the chutz laaretz. Some make kiddush in the sukkah, some only make kiddush by day, not by night. Some questions can be medayik in that Rashi. Lav dafka, it's not Rashi muchrach at all. Just as machar might just mean shvini atzeres bechlal, because you're doing it on Hoshana Rabbah. But it's an important Rashi. Hatei nachvayter in the Gemara, sukkah katana, sukkah gadol megala meimar. Find a small sukkah. You could say you bring in the candle, and as we said before, that ruins your sukkah. Right? Sukkah gadol megala meimar. So the Gemara said, no, do other actions that show it's not your sukkah anymore. Demayabal mani michla, bring in food kalim, dama rava, as Rava said earlier, mani michla barmi metalalta, mani mishtia bimetalalta. Your food, your used food kalim usually stay out of the sukkah, and your drinking kalim can stay in the sukkah. So if you bring the other ones in, so then that shows that you're finished. Period. Says the Mishnah. Nisach HaMayim, next mitzvah. Nisach HaMayim, Ketzat, Slocha, shows a special avoda that was done only on Sukkot. The whole year you poured water, wine on the Mizbeach. But today we poured water on the Mizbeach. Is this a separate avoda, or is it somehow connected to the Tamid? That is a machlokas Rishonim. The Ritva says Beferish on Daf Nun. In 2 days Daf, the Ritva says explicitly that it is an avoda Bifnei Atzma. Chovas Hayomu velo Chovas Hazevach Klau. Sha'azevach Shel Tamid Binisachim Shel Yayin Hu Nichshar. Kemo B'Shar Yamim. El She'ish Chovas Hayom Gam Kein Lasos. He quotes that from the Ramban, that Nisach HaMayim is looked at as a separate avoda. It might be done at the time of a karbon, but it's a separate avoda. It's not like the Nisach HaYayin, which is kashur with the other karbanas. And other Rishonim seem to say it is connected to the Tamid Shel Shachar. But that is Nisach HaMayim in general. A lot of symbolism to the Nisach HaMayim. That is brought. Interesting. Why doesn't it? Let's just read the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about it. A golden cup that holds three lugin. They used to fill up from the shiloach. They got to the shar hamayim. They're going up the ramp. When he got up the ramp, and he turned to his left. Right. Even though he usually turns to his right, here he's going to turn to his left. Because that's where the avodah is going to be. There were two silver sephalim, basins on top. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shall sit on you. They were made of lime or plaster. But they just got darker because of the wine poured into them. And they had holes in it for it to go in. Echad me'ubev, echad dak. One thick and one thin. One bigger hole and smaller hole. Kadesh Yushneim Kalim Abbas Achas. Why? Because the Kohen is going to pour the wine and the water at the same time. And we want the pourings to end at the same time. Wine is thicker. Water goes quicker as a higher level of viscosity. It goes very quickly. So that's why the wine hole is going to be bigger. So that's why they could finish at the same time. If you want to just look, we're not going to go through it now. The Emek Bracha on Nisach HaMayim talks about that he thinks the Rambam has a different shot than Rashi and Tosis. The Rashi here says, they used to pour, on the second line of Rashi, there were holes on the top of the Mizbeach, you poured it into the holes, then it went onto, it spilled out of these holes onto the Mizbeach proper, and then it went down other holes that were on the Mizbeach, and it went all the way down to the Shisin. Tosfos says, I don't know why it went onto the Mizbeach in the middle. It should just went in and went straight down. It was going to the Mizbeach. Rav Soloveitchik said, it must be that the Nisach HaMayim and Yain need, it's a din of Agavi HaMizbeach. The avoda has to be done on Gabi HaMizbeach, and therefore it has to touch the Mizbeach. That's why Rashi says what he says. Come of this unusual avoda that it pour it in, it hits the Mizbeach, then goes down again. That's Rashi here. Tosas doesn't like it, but that's Rashi and Tosas. The Rambam never says explicitly that the Kronos are the ones that have the holes. The Emek Bracha talks about the Rambam. It seems like it was done on the Sovev, on the middle ledge, and not on top. Weiter. Marovo shel mayim, mizracho shel yain. The western basin cup was of the water, and the eastern one was the wine. Ibra shel mayim l'toch yain, v'shel yain l'toch shel mayim. If I messed up and I poured each one into the wrong one, Yotzei, you were still Yotzei. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. The Rambam understands this line as, what if you poured them into the same cup first, and then you poured them together? That also was good Yotzei b'dieved. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'lugay menase kol shmona. Rabbi Yehuda argues in a double way. Rabbi Yehuda says you didn't use three lugin, but one lug. And also he says, Nisach HaMayim was also done on Shmini Atzeres. Right, not just on Sukkos. And everybody screamed out to the one doing the Nisach on top, lift up your hands, we want to see exactly what you're doing. Because one time there was a Kohen who poured it onto his feet. He was at Stuki. He didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Nisach HaMayim is not explicit in the Torah. So it's alluded to either Alach HaMoshe B'Sinai or Mem Yud Mem, as the extra letters in the beginning of Tainus is described. So one time he put it on his feet, v'ragmu kolam besrogeyem, and everybody threw their esrogim and stoned him with their esrogim. So that is why this is what had to be done. We want to be able to see what exactly is happening. Right? How can you take your esrogim and throw it? This is Kavanat Torah. Kavanat Torah is to throw your esrogim there and make sure that the Chil Hashem is not perpetrated. That is the what happened, and that's why we make sure it's done in full view. K'maseo b'kol kach maseo b'Shabbos, and it's done the same way on weekday on Shabbos. El ha'shayim amali me'erev Shabbos, chavish alzav she'enim kudashes min ha'shiloach. You filled up the water before Shabbos, though, because you don't want to have to bring it on Shabbos, and you filled it up with an unsanctified kli, because you don't want it to stay overnight and then be nifsal balina. So you filled it up with an unsanctified kli, umenicha balishkan, you leave it there. Nishbacha nizgalsa, if it got poured out, it spilled out by mistake, or it was nizgala, that's mayim galuyim, you cannot use. Hayim amali mina kiyar, you took from the kiyar b'dieved, shahayayin v'amayim megulim psulim lagamei mizbeach. Because leftover wine, mayim megulim, just like it's usher to drink, mishum sakana, so too it is usher to use al gabe hamizbeach. Rashi says here, what's the svar, why is it usher to drink? Tosfos says the more pshat, that we would say, because it's disgusting, just like you can't drink it because you're worried about a snake's poison being in there. So it's akriveinu nolefechasecha, Tosfos says. Rashi says no. Rashi says it's chaser shir. You have a specific amount, and if some of it is filled with poison, that's less water that's in there. And therefore it's chaser shir, and that's why you can't use it. Asks Reb Soloveitchik, and asks other Rishon Achronim also, why doesn't the Torah say Nisach HaMayim? Why is it so hidden? And the Stukim argue with it. You can ask this about a lot of things. But here, this is an avoda on Sukkos. Why did the Torah just say Nisach HaMayim? Why is that? So he explains, and why dafka did they stone him with esrogim? Unbelievable, says the Rav, says Rav Soloveitchik. So many halachas of Sukkos are Torah Shebal Peh. What is an esro? What is a pre-eitz hadar? What is an arava? We had all those gemaras. All learned out from Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because if you remember, Luchos Shnios, the Medrash tells us, and he quoted the Beis Halevi, expands on this in a drasha, that by the first Luchos, there was Torah Shebichsav, and there was Torah Shebal Peh, separately. But once it was more connected. Let me read the, he says, Venera, let me read it. The Harbe Halachos, he quotes from the Beis Halevi. By the first Luchos, there wasn't such a chilek. Kol haTorah kula haya biksav charis aluchos harishonos. It was all there. Ukeshenishtabru aluchos haelu. Once the first luchos were broken, so then kaviyachol, so to speak, there was a change of plans, and Moshe Rabbeinu became the vehicle of Torah Shebal Peh. There was Torah Shebichsav, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was given the power of transmitting the Torah Shebal Peh. When did that take place? That took place on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the second Luchos, right, 120 days after Shavuos, and he starts giving them, gave them the Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebal Peh he starts. Right after that is Sukkos. That's why on Sukkos there's such an emphasis of Torah Shebal Peh. Because this was what Moshe Rabbeinu started doing. B'chagas Sukkos, Uzman Simchas Ba'alei HaMesorah, Techogegin Esmatan Torah Shebal Peh B'Yom HaKippurim. That's where there are so many halachas, like Nisach HaMayim, that is not explicit. And that's why Dafka, when this guy, this Kohen, was rejecting Torah Shebal Peh, what did they do? They threw their esrogim at him. You think you could live without Torah Shebal Peh? How do you know what an esrog is? How do you know what Priya Zadar is? That's why Dafka the Esrogim they threw at him. Right? Maybe you would have thought that the Lulavim would have been more painful. Right? It's prickly and it's pointy. Throw the Lulavs. Right? There's not enough. Maybe you could get a better aim with the esrog. But either way, dafka, the esrog, is symbolic. Because they're saying to this Kohen, you know, you think you can live without Torah Shabbal Peh? Yeah, how would you know what a Priyas Hadar is? That's the dafka. V'nira da'arbi alachas b'chagasukas m'yusadas b'tor Shabbal Peh, go nisach amayim, gam she'esrog u Priyas Hadar yadua. Beautiful. That's what he says in, that's why it's dafka brought, the esrogim are brought here. Okay. We continue. Again, there's a lot here, but we got to get to some stories. How do you know? What is the source? What is the source for what? That you blow shofar, Rashi says, when it comes to this avodah. You draw water in happiness, and in happiness is besasson, v'chulu. Here we go, two stories. There were two heretics. Chad shmei sasson, v'chad shmei simcha. Sasson and Simcha were walking down the street. Amar le Sasson le Simcha. Ano adifne minach. I'm better than you. Tichsev Sasson v'Simcha yasigu v'chulu. Right, see, Sasson is earlier in the pasuk. Amar le Simcha le Sasson. Ano adifne minach. No, I'm better. Tichsev Simcha v'Sasson la Yehudim. Amar le Sasson le Simcha. Chad yoma shavkuch v'shavyuch parvanka. One day they're going to make you a runner. Tichsev ki v'Simcha seitzeyu. Right, so you're just going to be ripped apart. One day they're going to fill you with water. Okay, end of that story. What does that mean? You look at the Marsha here. Right, we'll say a message on the second story, which has to do with the first story as well. But let's go to the second story. There was a heretic named Sasson that once said to Rabbi Avohu, in the future, Rabbi Avohu, you know what? You're going to serve me. You're going to pour water to me. So, you know, get ready to give me covered. So Rabbi Avohu says, if it says pour water to Sasson, fine. But Hasha, dechsiv bisason, it says bisason, what does that mean? Mashchet yahu gavra, mashvidan leguda, they're gonna skin you, and they're gonna take your skin and make it into a jug, umalina lemaya, they're gonna fill you with water. Bisason, not lisason. Period. What's going on here? Says the Avnei Nezer, that these people, these heretics of Sasson and Simcha, you know what they were saying, and know what they were arguing about? Isn't the goal of life to have fun? Isn't the goal of life to be happy? That's the goal of life. If something makes you feel good, do it. If not, don't do it. The goal of life is simcha. What they were arguing about in the first story is just like which type of happiness is the goal. Sasson and simcha. Sasson is the different mafarshim say different ways. One type of the simcha is a like sudden deep happiness, like oh my god, like all of a sudden you win the lottery. All of a sudden, the moment that you have a baby, whatever it is, lahavdil, right? But the other type of sasson is a deep, slow realization of a certain type of happiness, right? So which is better? That's what they were arguing about before. And Rabbi Avohu says neither. Rabbi Avohu says simcha is all a means and a tool to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think I'm going to pour water to you? No, you're not the goal. We're going to use you. We're going to take you and make your skin and use you to drink with. We're going to use you to be means, not as an ends. That's the issue. Life's about being besimcha. Ibdu asashem besimcha. It says serve God with simcha. It doesn't say do be besimcha. That's not the goal of life. The goal of life is to serve Hashem with simcha. Ibdu asashem besimcha. Right? That's the goal, to use simcha to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what's going on here. Simcha and sasson is not a goal in itself, but it is a means. Just two more lines, Tanur Rabbanan, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. Kol olam lemizbeach bez Hashem. Kol olam lemizbeach olam derech yamin umakifin v'yordan derech smol. Every time you go up the mizbeach, the ramp, you go up the ramp, you make a right, and you go all the way around, as we've had, because you always go up pinah shatapone, lo pone el derech yamin. Chutz min olam l'shosh dvar halalu. There are three avodos that are done on the southwest corner, so you're allowed to just make a left, because you're right there. She'olin derech smol, v'chozin ala akev. You go up left, and you go right there. Ve'elu hein, Nisa Chamayim, Nisa Chayayin, those are where the two Sfalim are, right there. And as we discussed a couple of days ago, Va'ola Sa'of Kisha Ravsa B'Mizrach. Usually, the Ola Sa'of was done on the southeast corner, but if it got too much, it was brought to the southwest corner. Remember, we discussed that in the Sugya of Ta'ab Bar Mitzvah. If you thought it was an Ola, it was really a Chatos, it was really an Ola, fine. Bishlam El Shayim Mashkirin, but one of the cups became black, it wasn't that it was silver. Bishlam Adiyayin Mashkir, fine, the wine one became black. The Maya my Mashkir, the water one, why did it become black if it was only water? Kiva Damar Mar, Iru Shalmayim, Latoch Shalyayin, Vishayim Dach Shalmayim Yatsa, Shalmayim Masle Shchure. Sometimes you'll pour the wine into the water one, and that's why it can become it can become black. Interesting. One might say that. What does this mean? How often does this happen? So it could be once people know that b'di'evit it's okay, they weren't as makpid for lechatchila, and that's why it happened more often than not. If people know that it's going to possible it, they'll be more medactic. But maybe because people know it's okay b'di'evit, that's why it can be. Oh, that's why it was colored. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Shem, by the two dots. We'll continue by the Shem next time with the last full daf here in the fourth perek of Lulav Va'arav.